And we're back.
And we're back?
And we're back.
Same podcast.
I mean...
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure out how to do this whole episode thing. This could just be, like, you know, segment two. All
right, so...
of episode one, segment right. two.
So, if we have to do that on a recap of, you know, bodybuilding and training and coaching and things like that, you're going through your own prep.
Yes.
One of the things I wanted to talk about was the importance of routines.
Yes.
So I know some people anti-routine. They don't like routine. They don't like doing the same thing. But I think to an extent there are very important aspects of having a routine, whether it's a daily morning routine or a daily evening routine. And Tim Ferriss brings this up a million times in anything he talks about or writes about in his books, the importance of a morning routine and how, you know, whatever his percentage of highly successful people that he talks with and higher performers have their morning routines. What's your take on that? What do you kind of routine having routines? Where do you fall into that category?
Well, I would say that right now, given where I'm at, my routine is wake up at 4 a.m.
Okay. This is every day.
This is, I'm going to say, on the weekdays.
Okay.
I'm wanting to transition into every day, but it also falls into a work schedule conflict. But we'll figure that out later on down the line. Wake up at 4 a.m. on the weekdays.
Okay.
Do my fasted cardio.
Okay.
Usually do that anywhere between half hour to an hour, because I like to do
every day.
Every day.
Every.
I like to do a little bit of ab training.
Okay.
Added on to that.
Sure.
Come back home. Make something to eat and get ready for the day. So working anywhere between an 8 to a 12 hour day, doing hard labor. James and I both are construction workers. He works as an electrician. I do pipe fitting and welding. But both have their physical aspects.
Absolutely.
Which is a big thing. So, I pretty much go in every day not knowing if it's going to be an 8-hour day, a 10-hour day, a 12-hour day, because, you know, anything can happen, you know, at the flip of a switch.
Very true. Yeah.
You can go in for a half-hour job, and it could be a fucking nightmare and turn into a 12-hour day.
That's very
just
true.
Like that.
Very true. Depending on your job and what you got to get done that
right.
day. That's part of the beauty of being union is you have an 8-hour day in your contract.
Well, that's good. That's good for you then.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But I don't have that luxury. So I go through my workday, and after that, you know, whether it be an 8-hour day, a 10-hour day, a 12-hour day, I will come home, eat again, shower, definitely, because some days I'll come home black with God only knows what.
Leave that to the imagination.
Leave that to the imagination. And then I will go train from anywhere to an hour to 2 hours. It kind of depends on what I'm hitting that day. Typically, the bigger muscle groups, they take a little longer just because you got different angles that you need to hit and whatnot. And then, yeah. After that, come home again, eat the post-workout meal, maybe do a little bit of some kind of housework throughout the week. I try to do like a load of laundry every night.
Okay.
That's another, that falls into the routines, just to make sure that, you know, no
that
one
doesn't get out of control.
Well, you know, no one likes to do a shitload of laundry on like your Sunday afternoon or something.
Nobody
like that.
Does.
So if you can keep up with it, then that's the big thing. It's just a matter of trying to keep up with it.
100%.
and then go to bed. Usually average anywhere between 6 to 7 hours of sleep at the very least, unless, you know, I take that nap.
The nap of death for you.
The teddy naps. Yeah. I've been getting away from those. I really have.
Yeah, last week you showed it all your Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Working out at 11 p.m. still. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You really have gotten away from them.
Well, in my defense, that week was one of those hell weeks, work-wise.
So you didn't have the discipline to stay up and knock out your workout instead of taking a nap for 4 hours.
Yep. Taking ownership of that as well. Coming home, fucking dead ass tired. You know what? I'm gonna pass it for 20 minutes. Turns into 3 hours and Hank's flipping shit.
Yes, he is. If anybody can hear, that's my crazy dog going crazy at the fireworks.
Yep. Don't worry, it's just a crazy pit bull. We will survive.
So, how important are... Give me one second.
Just let that run. Yeah, let him run around for a little bit.
So how important is it for you to stay consistent on those routines? Like, what does that mean for you?
Oh, dude, if I wake up late for whatever reason, the whole rest of my day is fucked.
Right.
Like... everything feels like it's off. Okay. Once you start that routine, like, if you miss it for whatever reason, it just ruins your day. It really does.
I think it can. Yeah, absolutely. I think that...
I don't know if that's just, like, technically a mental thing, but, like, physically it just feels off.
It's definitely a mental thing. I mean, it's like the same thing of... the concept of waking up and the first thing you do every day is make your bed. Have you heard that?
So, yep.
You know, you do a simple task, something easy along those lines to where no matter what, you start your day off with a completion. So whatever, you're starting your day off.
Starting your day off with something. Yes, exactly. And, something positive.
And rolling forward and you can keep that train going. So, yeah, I can totally see how that could... start you off on a downward spiral, but you have to be able to try and come back from that, which you might have to rearrange some stuff in your day or things like that, but maintaining that morning routine, you know, forcing yourself out of bed.
I would say that's probably, for me personally, my biggest, I have to, like, mandatory part of my routine is waking up at 4 a.m. Yes. And getting that cardio in.
Yeah, making sure you don't let that weakness come in and take over.
100%.
And eat you alive.
100%. What about you? You're taking a book out of Jocko, I see, and you're actually probably waking up around 4 as well every morning.
Every morning, 4 a.m. at this point. And I do. I think about that every time at 4 a.m. I just want to hit that snooze button because as long as I get up by 5:40, I'll make it to work on time. But 4 a.m., and I think about that, too. I don't let the weakness creep in and take over my day. So that gets me up at 4 a.m. And like I said, I try and knock out my weight training at 4:30, 4:40, and get that rolling. And then, you know, if it's not weight training, then it's some sort of mobility work. You know, something physical, regardless, no matter what.
Something to get the blood moving.
100%, yes. So I'll do that, and then I will begin my day. And yeah, if that doesn't get done, then it does. It pushes everything else back towards the end of my day. You know, it's the whole, again, the Jocko concept of discipline equals freedom. Give me the discipline to wake up, get my ass out of bed, get moving, and then I have the freedom to do what I need to do at night because... I also have my nightly routine as well. And if I don't do what I need to do in the morning, the stuff at night doesn't get done.
Right.
So, you know, my morning routine starts off with battle number one, getting out of bed. Once my feet hit the floor, I'm typically good to go. I've got my garage gym, which is beautiful in this aspect. All I got to do is throw on some clothes and walk out and get to work. But then I go ahead and make myself a pot of coffee and... continue about my day, getting ready for work. And then I get to come home. And then I'll do my training at night. Typically, it'll be jiu-jitsu or, you know, something along those lines. If it's not, then I will be doing some sort of stamina work or anything along those lines. It just kind of depends on what the training day has in store and what I can fit in the morning and what I need to move. So I have a little bit of free time from when I get home before training to get done what I need to get done that didn't get finished. So then when I get home, that leaves me about 8:30 to 10 or 10:30 to where I can actually, you know, kind of start to wind down. If I want to work on playing guitar, then I'll play guitar. Definitely starting to read again at night, which is kind of a huge deal.
It's a big thing I would like to get into too, which I'm going to try to, that's going to be my big thing this week. Tomorrow I want to try to find a good book to get started on it.
I've got plenty.
Well then,
whether you want a fictional based book or you want something true, I've got, you know, I just started in on a Marines anthology, which completely forgot that I had gotten when I was at the PX in Quantico, or I got that at the Marine Corps Museum. I don't really remember, but
don't you just love that though? Like you have shit and that you forget about, then you find it later on. It's almost like finding that like a $20 bill and an old pair of jeans.
Christmas.
Yeah, you know, right?
It's a beautiful thing.
You're like, man, I can't believe I have this. Absolutely. Man, this is awesome.
So whether it's reading something else, I'm gonna start doing again, which I probably haven't done in years.
I know I haven't.
Is starting to write again.
That's
whether
a big
it's
one.
You know, whether it's my reflection of the day, or tomorrow's goals, and this is something I wouldn't mind recruiting into the morning if I got an extra 15 minutes, goals for the day, thoughts, you know, reflections on anything. But I like to do that at night because I've noticed a lot of good ideas or thoughts come right before bed to me. You know, on any type of things I'm dealing with, you know, solutions will pop into my head, and instead of, you know, grabbing my phone and typing down a quick note or whatever, I'd like to start writing again.
Right.
So, you know, there's that, but that's pretty much my nightly routine that, you know, allows me to decompress and relax for the night, which I think my biggest thing now, more than anything else, is getting back into jiu-jitsu again. That's probably been my biggest decompression over the past couple months. You know, I can't believe that I stopped training for 7 years in that. Well, I guess I can. Mainly it's because of my ankle. You know, I was a big pansy ass in that aspect and just didn't give it a shot to see how well I did. But I'm glad I've, you know, just leapt full board back into it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've told you multiple times, if there wasn't that risk of injury in the back of my head, because, I mean, you know as well as I do, you go into a gym and you got that young kid in there that's, you know, watched too much UFC or something like that, trying to prove a point, and he doesn't know, like, you know, especially when you're going through motions and whatnot, when to actually let up.
Well, and see, that's one of the things, too, is, yeah, you will have those new white belts that come in, and, you know, they're inexperienced, they just want to go hard, but that's something I haven't really experienced out of IBJJA or ATT here. You know, they've got experienced coaches and other practitioners there. Obviously, you have somebody that's new and just, you know, goes hard.
Right.
But, you know, they also don't necessarily have the best grasp of what they're doing either. So, you know, there's less chance of really, I feel like, getting your arm ripped out of sock or anything like that, just because they might not necessarily know fully how it's working. You know, they might go hard for a guard pass, or, you know, they just waste all their energy, you know, trying to hold you in guard or things like that. But you also got the option too, you know, if you just want to work on technique, you don't have to go live.
Right.
You know, you can come in, get technique down for a few weeks, a month or 2 months, and then you are able to start, you know, getting in on some live rolling. At both places, you know, IBJJ with Klingerman and his school, and the same thing at ATT. You know, there's some good instructors there that are really helping out. You know, Dustin's great, Austin is great at helping people out, especially beginners. They're experienced, and a lot of people there are experienced, so they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people there that are inexperienced realize that, you know, these other people are in, they know what they're doing, they're helping to learn, so they're not just trying to go out and murder somebody. This isn't one of the big commercial,
right,
you know, types mm-hmm. of gyms where you got people that are coming from the woodwork. That dog. Hopefully, well, we only got another week of this or so with these
fireworks. Well, yeah, with the, you know, 4th of July fireworks and you...
On July 9th.
You got a big old dog that's, you know, scared shitless.
But, so, yeah, I think that the risk of injury is actually probably relatively low. You come in and get a relatively good warm-up. And as long as you don't do anything stupid or use your head, you know, you should be...
Yeah. It's definitely something to think about. Yeah. 100%.
I mean, you're always more than welcome to come and train, but...
I might, you know, have to do that. You know, like I said, doing these after these two shows, that could be something to talk about with a coach.
Yeah.
Like we said in segment one, you know, I'm most likely not going to go through a whole off season without doing cardio like I did.
Exactly.
This last one. So we'll see if... you know, if he can figure some jujitsu training into, yeah, like a cardio thing, maybe.
Plus, man, it's great. It's a lot more than just cardio. I mean, it's great.
Oh, 100%, man.
It's more than that. You know, it's very liberating.
It works your mind, too. I mean, yes, you're constantly, like, just running through, okay, if he does this, then I can do this, this.
And there's an art to it, too. There's a flow.
Yes.
There's an art. It's
if you ever watch like two really experienced guys like just roll for, you know, an extended period of time,
yeah,
it's literally an art.
Yeah, it is, and it's awesome is what it is.
Yes, it is
phenomenal.
It 100% is.
Well, yeah, we can figure it out. But
yeah,
we'll circling back to what we're getting at, you know, as far as the nightly routines, that's
mm-hmm.
become a big deal in my training. I'm looking to get back into competing again next month,
which will be awesome.
Yeah, I'll actually be competing in something again.
Yes. So having those goals, attaining those goals.
Yes. So I'll be I'm looking at the August 4th Ego, which is local, mm-hmm. ran by James Klingerman. And then I'm actually looking at the IBJJF Open in Chicago, August 11th and 12th.
Ooh.
So that'll be a big one. That'll be a good experience. There'll be a lot of really good competitors.
Yes.
And it should be a really good time. And they're all over the country now. There's literally, at this point in time, there are literally tournaments almost every weekend if you wanted to go. You
right.
could easily mm-hmm. compete every weekend. So I might try and find something in West Virginia or North Carolina and get out there to see Mo.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I talked to him earlier today about that. And there's a lot out there in West Virginia, he said, coming up. So I have to look into that and see what's going on. But I'd like to try and either stay competing, definitely keep training up until leave time. So.
Yeah, man. I mean, 100%. Get that hard fuck mentality.
Exactly.
But no, that's awesome. That is awesome. And I mean, going out of town for all these things, one of the big aspects is that you meet some really cool fucking people.
You know, I've met some of the greatest people powerlifting I can imagine. You know, states away. I mean, Lindsay, my fiance, she's
going to be like a huge name in the powerlifting
keep
world.
Keep your eyes open.
I mean,
eyes open and ears.
We're honestly not just saying that. I mean, compared to where she was 2 years ago.
A year ago.
Well, yeah, even a year ago, but You know, I'm saying back when she was prepping for this bodybuilding show with me.
2016.
Yeah. And, like, compared to where she is now, she has done leaps and bounds to get to where she's at and gonna compete on a national level.
USAPL debut.
Yes.
Last month put her, her very first USAPL meet put her at 22nd in the nation.
Yeah, 22nd in the nation. And she's been doing this for 2 years.
Not even 2 years. Seriously, for a year.
Yeah, that's right. Through Bonnie, yeah.
Bonshiro saves you 10% on life. So, yeah.
Use code Bonshiro.
Exactly. Look it up. There's... Yeah, so, you know, she's met awesome people. She's went to Connecticut. She's going to Connecticut. She's going to Iowa. She's going to Davenport. Mm-hmm. She's going to St. Louis. She's had people fly in. She's had people... She's flying out. So she's going all over the place. We've met mm-hmm. some of our best friends in Michigan at a Michigan meet. Mickey and Bridget. They're a couple of the greatest people you could ever meet.
Now, did you guys meet them through the Michigan meet or was it through CORE?
The Michigan meet. Met them at the St. John meet. And then
they came down for the core,
and then we've been back and forth probably 3 or 4 times in the past year. Mm-hmm. We've only known them for literally a year and 4 months,
dude. Like I said, you meet some cool ass fucking people when you travel and go to these events. I mean,
not to mention it's huge networking.
Yeah, it's huge networking, man. Absolutely. I mean, you always hear you get, you know, the assholes every once in a while, but they're, you know, over by themselves because they're assholes.
But well, not always. Some of the people are just real, you know, a lot of the time, those people aren't even assholes. They're just there with nobody, you know?
Yeah,
they don't come with people, and they don't, you know, it could be a personality deal, but they don't branch out to other people, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, Lindsay can make friends.
I mean, we're all fucking, you know, so social butterflies.
Right,
so.
That's what I mean. So, you know,
spread your wings.
We'll talk to anybody, you know. Just find somebody. We're going to make you and you our friends today. Come say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so a lot of those people just, they may not necessarily want to do that or do that very often. So.
Yeah, but, I mean, you get that. I don't want to use, like, the word click, but...
Brotherhood.
Yes. That's a better form.
Brotherhood, yes.
Of it. Is that you get all these people into one thing, whether that be powerlifting, bodybuilding, jujitsu, boxing. We all have one goal. We're all looking to attain one goal, and it's just awesome to see other people with that same amount of discipline.
Like-mindedness.
Yes, 100%.
And it's contagious.
It is contagious. Especially with the social media now. I mean, there's not a fucking secret to be held. Like, we all know what each other's maxes are. We all know what we all look like or whatever. I'm like, oh, man, he's benching what? I gotta get up there.
Yeah.
Man, I can't let him out bench me. What are you talking about? That is, like, literally the worst lift.
One of my best lifts, but I cannot stand it. It used to be. I'm out of the powerlifting game now.
Hurts.
My lifts are weak.
It just hurts, but that's fine. That's fine.
It's all right. I got to turn myself into an aerobic athlete now.
Right. So, since you are officially leaving... Well, yeah. you don't have a date yet, but it's a for sure thing.
It's pretty much a for sure thing. So I finally had my consult on my ankle with mm-hmm. all the metal in it and everything, and the surgeon literally laughed and said, "I can't believe they're making you do this again." Went through the full exam and said, "You are fit for duty. I'm going to clear you." Told me everything he was going to write. So he sent that in, and it's going to take around 3 or 4 weeks to get the official waiver back in, and then I have to submit a moral waiver, mm-hmm. which for some dumb legal stuff when I was, you know, I like to drink a lot. So So with a cumulative another maybe 4 weeks total, mm-hmm. I should be able to look and have an exact date of when I will be leaving again for the military.
Right, but what my point was going to be on that is that it's a shift in your goals, or rather your goal setting. So obviously you're going to have to go through OCS again.
No. Ooh. If I wanted to go through, and so OCS is to become an officer. So initially I went through OCS with the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
Finished OCS, had another year to get my degree.
Okay.
And then I would go back and do more training. Well, between finishing and then going back when I had that year to go, I decided I didn't want to be an officer. You know, okay. I wanted to be a grunt first. I wanted to be boots on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and then work my way up through there.
Gotcha.
So OCS is for the officer route, mm-hmm. the commissioned side. So what I'm going through now is actually going to be the enlisted side. So as an officer in the Marine Corps, you go through what's called the basic school, TBS, and that is after you graduate and after you get commissioned.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the officer's quote-unquote basic training. So with the other branches, you will go through boot camp, basic training, beforehand, no matter what.
Right.
And then you go through OCS, Officer Candidate School, after. So for me, what I'll be doing is I'll be going down to Fort Benning, and I'll be going through basic. I'll be going through boot camp, which I actually have not done with the Marine Corps.
Okay.
So,
okay. Yep. So once you get that official leave date for basic,
yes,
how do you plan on changing your disciplines in order to prepare for that? Are you going to change anything, or are you just going to stay kind of with what you're doing now? Or
I probably won't really change a whole lot. I'm going to keep training jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick to my weight training and things like that that I'm doing. I've got some great programs that I'm running through to help me with increasing my running and preparing me for things that I will be doing in boot camp, my advanced training and things like that. So, you know, I'll be rucking, I'll be running, I'll be hiking. I'll be training, you know, normally I'll be doing odd training, carry, you know, so all of those things will still, those won't change. All of it's still going to be in preparation for the military,
mm-hmm.
And in training for that. So really there's not a whole lot that's going to necessarily really change other than making sure that I stay healthy, you know, and the biggest thing for that is maintaining my mobility training, which, like I said, I'm doing every morning, and yoga at night. I forgot to mention that earlier. That's part of my other routine, is yoga at night.
Hashtag yoga is magic.
Hashtag yoga is magic all day. So, which I attribute my lack of yoga over the past two weeks, the lack of yoga the past 2 weeks for my pulled sartorius.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I did that when I was at class the other night, and I felt it, and I've kind of worked through it, and I've given it not true rest,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have the issues when I very first started back into jiu-jitsu. I didn't have the hip issue when I switched my lifting and training up. When I had the issue was when I wasn't consistently doing my yoga. And so I think that's, you know, when you stop the magic flow and it comes back and bites you.
Yeah. So
I think that's what's happened. So I'm going to get back on the game with that and let that work itself out. And yeah, just maintaining my health and keeping the gravy train rolling.
Yeah, man.
So
100%.
Well, cool, man. I think I think that can probably wrap us up for the night, yeah?
I think that'll wrap it up for, we'll call it episode one. They're kind of labeled kind of funny.
1.1 and 1.2.
Yeah, we'll do 1.1 and, or, like, you know, episode one, segment one, episode one, segment two.
Exactly.
With the pause in between there. But, yeah, I mean, this was fun. We'll, hopefully Josh will...
Yeah, we'll get Lunchbox in here.
Yeah, we'll get him in here eventually. He was mentioned like trying to do something during the week, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, we'll
with
get
his work schedule.
I got my boys Alex and Christoph coming in town.
We will have to get them.
Get those crazy fuckers on here
if we can keep them sober enough to actually do a podcast, or we'll do another drunk cast. I don't know. The hashtag drunk cast, and hopefully we can come up with a name for this thing before the next one, whether that be here in a few days or next Sunday or something.
Perfect.
We will figure it out, but until then, I think we are gonna sign off.
All right, and until next time.
Till next time, signing off.